Welcome to Biz Takeouts, Biz Community's bite-sized business news to go. I'm your host, Retendo Nyamuda, and today we're recording live from AfricaCom 2019. Coming up on the Takeouts menu, Opera Software Vice President for Africa, Richard Monday. It's time for Biz Takeouts.
Tell us a little bit about the work that you do with Opera.
We've been working in the internet for about 20, 25 years, and our role has always been helping people get online, specifically on mobile browsers, on mobile phones. We probably launched the first mobile browser on Nokia phones way back in the day when there was not enough processing power on the phones for the mobile browser to work. So we had a very thin browser on the phone that connected to our servers, which is now called cloud computing. And our servers did all the hard work. It took the content, it rendered it, and sent it back to your phone so that you had a mobile internet experience.
How have browsers changed in the last 25 years?
The biggest changes, or the two biggest changes have been, one has been the increase in processing power, so that browsers can do a lot more. And I suppose the other one is the advent of Android. Those are probably the two biggest things.
Tell us a little bit about Opera's work in the fourth industrial revolution with the focus in Africa.
The key thing about Opera is the reason we've got 120 million users in sub-Saharan Africa. And the reason we've got that is because networks generally are quite slow. Even a 4G network, you're often on 3G because there's too many people trying to access the cell tower. And the other thing that's important is the cost of data. So at Opera what we do is, and the reason we're popular is, we compress the data by 90%. So for every 10 megabits you download, you only actually pay for one. And what that means is two things. It's cheaper, but also it's faster because of the compression, there's less data going across the radio network. So the page loads faster and you have a better experience. So that's really, I think that's the key thing. I mean, this year we saved Africans in terms of the continent about $100 million in terms of data costs.
How do you compare the cost of data in South Africa in comparison to the rest of the African continent? Because I still feel South Africa's data is very expensive.
Okay, so maybe it's not a fair comparison, but in India, with the advent of Jio, gig of data costs about 30 US cents. In South Africa, it's $7. South Africa is more expensive in terms of data than Kenya, probably twice as much, and four times as much as Nigeria. So data is very expensive.
How do we bring that cost down? Is it possible to even bring that cost down in South Africa?
I think that's up to the regulator and the mobile networks. We're doing all we can by compressing as much data as we can, and in fact putting in more data centers actually in African countries. So we now have data centers in Nigeria, soon to be South Africa and Kenya. And that will make things quicker for people.
How is Opera going about how they approach digital transformation, looking at 2020 and even 2025 in the next 5 years?
So we're a long-term investor in Africa. Our global focus is Africa. 90% of our investment goes into Africa. So as an example, in Nigeria, for example, what we're doing is we've started investing in a lot of offline businesses that enable people to come online. So we've launched businesses like OPay, which is our payment solution, 150,000 agents across Nigeria who will help people get online. We've launched our OLeads and OList businesses, which are aimed specifically at SMEs. So mum and pop shops selling sneakers, how do we help these people get online so that they have an online presence? So we'll build them a landing page, build them a website, provide them with advertising, and they pay that through their OPay wallet. So we're doing lots. We've introduced ride-hailing services in Nigeria called O-Ride, O-Bus. We've launched O-Cash, O-Wealth. So a lot of businesses that are aimed at really creating offline businesses that bring people online. And the key building block around that is really payments. If you haven't got a way of paying, then it becomes very difficult. So in countries where there's a large number of unbanked people, these types of wallets provide a great way of allowing them to get online.
That's very true. And especially when you're looking outside of the suburbs or outside the cities and we're looking at the rural areas and the rural communities,
exactly.
There's definitely a massive positive impact for people in the rural and developing communities.
Then you need financial inclusion because, you know, the internet in terms of education is hugely important and access to information. You know, there's lots of smart people in places that you'd never even think, and all they need is that access to learning and the internet. I mean, we do a thing with World Reader where I think 280,000 books are read every single month using Opera Mini. There's a real thirst for knowledge out there.
And have you faced many challenges in the expansion of opera throughout Africa and within the African continent? And if you have, what have some of these challenges been?
Look, I think I think there are infrastructure challenges, and those are the ones that we're trying to address. I think in places like Nigeria, people are very, very positive and very, very welcoming, and they see the benefits. So kind of off Africa, a really positive place in which to work.
And in comparison to you compared India in terms of data costs. In comparison to, I would say, Africa and, I would say, first world countries, what do you hope that we will start implementing?
I'd really like to see regulators getting a lot more involved in lowering data costs. I think that it's proven that in other parts of the world that, you know, the more people you get online, growth in the overall economy happens. And, you know, whether governments have to subsidize network operators or whatever, we need to lower data costs and we need to give people more online access.
And what is your overall experience of AfricaCom thus far?
Really positive. It's nice to see so many Chinese companies here. I think that's a really positive thing. I think they understand the continent really well. They understand scaling. And I think we've got a lot to learn.
And the China-Africa relationships over the last couple of years, I think, have really positively impacted and influenced a number of African countries as well.
Yeah, very important. I mean, if you look at the work that the handset manufacturers have done in terms of providing really good quality, low-cost Android handsets, it's really important.
And then my final question is more related to, like, the media industry, so industries like this community. How important do you feel it is for the media to also get involved in kind of telling these stories for companies such as Opera?
I think it's really important. For us, everything we've done pretty much up for the last 25 years has been by word of mouth. And actually what you tend to find is that it's the tech-savvy people who tell their friends and brothers and sisters, and that's really how Opera grew. You know, the original guys understood that we compressed and saved data. So it was cheaper and faster, and they'd recommend it to their friends. So I think that's a really good thing about, it's sort of second nature in Africa, storytelling. It's part of the culture. And it's, so when you have something positive, I think it's a really good thing.
And that's a wrap on today's show. Biz Takeouts. Take it where you like it, when you like it, how you like it.